Hello, welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Can Northwest Lower Michigan support a professional theater group that dares to really challenge audiences, delivering theater for the adventurous mind, not comfortable, not touristy and familiar? It turns out the answer is yes. The Parallel 45 Theater Company mounted its very first production in Elk Rapids in 2010, Thornton Wilder's Our Town. And it clearly struck a receptive chord because Parallel 45 is preparing to open its seventh season. Erin Anderson Whiting is with us now. She's the executive director of Parallel 45. Hello, Erin.
Hi, great to be here.
Great to have you with us. And we get to say hello to artistic director Kit McKay. Hello, Kit.
Hi.
The slogan right at the top of the website reads, Familiar Stories for the Adventurous Mind. Erin, why does that sum up the mission you see for Parallel 45?
We hope to reach the biggest audience we possibly can. So we want to draw people in with something that feels inclusive. So stories, they at least, even if they don't know them terribly well, they're going to be familiar titles, something they've heard of, maybe read a long time ago, so that they feel drawn in and somewhat comfortable. And then we're going to change things up a bit. We're going to kind of turn things on their heads and give a new perspective to some of these stories. Look at them from a different angle, look at them through a new lens, and hopefully that's going to make these stories more relevant, more interesting, and visceral to today's audiences.
Kit, you and Erin go back a few years. You met at Interlochen Arts Academy, and then you reconnected a few years later at Sarah Lawrence?
That's correct.
And then how and when did the idea that you two were going to build this professional theater company in Northwest Lower Michigan hatch and grow? I mean, you came back to Michigan from New York and Chicago.
Well, Erin and I were very close friends and colleagues all through our 20s, and she and I stayed in touch. And I was just coming out of grad school at Northwestern in Chicago, and she came up to visit, and we went out to dinner, and she sat me down and said, rather than embark on a freelance career as a director, why don't you bring the theater you think is relevant and adventurous, why don't you bring that to Michigan? Where the audience is sophisticated and smart and very open-minded. And that's exactly what we did. I decided to move to Michigan and begin starting the work.
Well, Erin, what was it about that area around Traverse City, that northwest corner of the Lower Peninsula, that made it feel right for you to do this?
Well, it's my home, so I'm a native Northwest Lower Michigan lady. So, of course, I have a certain soft spot there. But also the community at the time, you know, this was 2008, 2009, we were hatching this idea. The community was really starting to shift in terms of its artistic offerings. The Traverse City Film Festival was up and running and really exceeding everyone's expectations for the kind of art it was bringing and the kinds of audiences that were coming out to see it. And there was a lot of other exciting stuff happening. And of course, there's Interlochen here. And it really gave us confidence that, you know what, the audiences here are happy to have something different, something that perhaps you would think could only survive in a larger market. But for our small market, we have some really sophisticated art lovers who are willing to try something new. And let's not just do the same old, same old. Let's try something new and see what the response is.
So give us a sense of how you changed up a really familiar production. You're doing A Christmas Carol in Prose to launch your new season from December 1st to the 11th. How will that be different from the Christmas Carol that we all know so well?
So the Christmas Carol we all know and love so well is a big, beautiful, traditional spectacle. It brings every scene to life. It is a very visual and musical affair. We are stripping down this production to its core essence. We're taking Dickens' original language, and we're doing it in the reader's theater style with six actors playing all the roles, and we're letting the audience's imagination contribute to the theatrical experience. So you won't be seeing a lot of visual, spectacular effects. But you will be engaged using your imagination.
And it's got to be fun for the actors to really focus on vocalizing this and putting life into what they're doing and playing a lot of different characters.
Absolutely. And that is actually something that we do a lot. We take things, we engage very simply and allow the actors to do the bulk of the work.
Well, I got to say, I still remember years and years ago, I couldn't get to New York to see it, but it was recorded on public television. And that was the Royal Shakespeare Company doing Nicholas Nickleby, where you had what, 15 or 20 actors doing some crazy number of roles over hours. But it was amazing to watch some really gifted actors slip in and out of different characters.
Absolutely.
Have you hit that golden ring of selling out a run?
We have. We were so thrilled last April when our production of A Streetcar Named Desire sold out the whole run.
Which had to have been a big aha moment for you and Kit to say, all right, we sold a run out. That's a real vote of confidence.
Exactly. We were thrilled. It was, you know, Streetcar Named Desire is a very popular show. Most people have heard it, perhaps seen it, certainly seen the movie. So we went into it feeling relatively confident it would sell well. But selling out the whole thing was really sort of the icing on the cake for a lot of years of work. Of trying to get known in the community and the surrounding region, and to entice people to come see something that maybe they've seen before, and to encourage them that, hey, this is going to be a little different. Even if you think you know Streetcar, come check this out.
Now, talk to us about the difference in what you're doing with this professional theater company. I underline that word professional versus community theater. I bet a lot of that has to do with money and hiring performers and crew. They laugh.
It does.
There's a real synergy between community theater and professional theater, not just in this thriving cultural landscape, but in every community. And it's been really, really lovely working with the Old Town Playhouse here in town. We do very different things. We happen to have a really talented group of actors and designers and directors in the area. And Old Town Playhouse is extraordinarily successful because of that. And we work in a very different niche in that we bring people from New York and LA and Chicago and Europe and all across the country to work alongside this talent.
And I suspect if I get an appeal from you to come to beautiful Traverse City, beautiful, that whole beautiful Northwest Lower Peninsula area, I'm going to say yes. You've got a lot. You've got a nice selling point for an actor who's stuck in a corner apartment in London.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. It does not hurt that you're asking them to come to a beautiful place, a place that's known as a vacation destination, to spend a few weeks. That definitely is a selling point for us. But everyone is paid. That's right. You mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. So everyone involved with any aspect of the organization is paid for their work. And that's something we feel really strongly about because we understand how difficult it is for those who've chosen to have a career in any of the arts, but particularly in the theater, to be able to make a living. And every year we strive to raise the amount of money that we're paying these artists so that we can get closer and closer to that living wage.
And I know that you have initiated educational efforts going into area schools. So it sounds like you're trying to plant seeds to bring up a new crop of theater babies.
Always.
That's right. Always, because you always need a new audience. And we have some wonderful public and private schools in the region who really do value the performing arts a great deal. But of course, there's a lot of struggles, you know, budget cuts in many public schools. The first casualty is arts programs. So it's wonderful to be able to incorporate these students in our performances. This past season, we had, for Medea and Streetcar both, we did 11 a.m. school matinees. And students from local public and private schools were bused in. And then after the performance, we did a Q&A with the actors and other artists. And the students could eat their lunch and ask questions. And we hope to continue doing more of that in the future.
Well, you can get all the details on that upcoming season of Parallel 45 by going to their website, parallel45.org. Erin Anderson Whiting and Kit McKay of Parallel 45, all born in the classrooms of Interlochen Arts Academy. And here you are bringing the arts to Michigan. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having us.